Well, the important thing is our delegation, the new delegation, frankly, for Petersburg, being Dennis Egan and Beth Krutula, Senator Egan remains in the Senate majority, which is good. And, of course, Senator Stedman, who has been a long advocate for Petersburg, remains in the Senate majority as well. So I think we're well represented. Certainly things will be significantly different, given that Senator Stedman is no longer the co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee. But, certainly not going to just lay down and roll over. We're going to go make some noise and do everything we can to benefit Petersburg.
Is this looking to you like a more severe budget year, which is, I think, what we're hearing from the governor? And any thoughts in terms of project funding, that sort of thing?
Oh, it definitely. That's the posture. I mean, the numbers don't look as good as they have in some recent years. We've got oil prices are down a bit. Production's been drifting lower. And those are, you know, directly impact how much money is available in the Treasury. On the flip side, we have very significant reserves that the legislature has wisely stashed away for the last number of years. So all signs right now indicate that there's going to be political pressure to have a lean budget. So that's what my expectation is.
So how does a legislator, and I guess also a lobbyist, try and move forward projects in their district, especially if they don't have a powerful position like Senator Stedman used to have as co-chair of the Finance Committee? How does a legislator like Dennis Egan try to get projects forward without that that influence?
Well, being on finance isn't necessary to get your projects funded. I mean, Senator Egan is a respected member of the majority. Senator Kevin Meyer is the new co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, who will be writing the capital budget on the Senate side, and simply go in and advocate. I mean, that's my job. That's all the elected officials' job, is to go in and position our projects with those individuals that will be writing the budget and position them well. They'll advocate on behalf of our projects. I know there'll be some folks coming into Juneau from Petersburg throughout the session several times, and we're setting them up to go meet with these policymakers to get our projects positioned well.
I know local officials in Petersburg have credited you with helping to get some major funding for projects in the past. Can you give people a little bit of insight in terms of what you do for Petersburg? What's your day like as a lobbyist in the Capitol?
Well, my day is going to change significantly on Tuesday when the session starts, but I'll be in the Capitol every day, pretty much every day for 90 days. And some of what I do is timing, making sure that as we go meet with individual policymakers, we're doing it at the time that it's important to them. I mean, Senator Meyer isn't going to spend each day for the next 90 days thinking about what's going to be in the capital budget, but there will be a window of opportunity when he's highly focused on that. That's when I want to make sure we are in position to advocate for our projects. We also want to make sure our projects aren't brand new to him at that time. So it's kind of a balance of making him and others aware of what our needs are, our capital needs, prior to that critical window, and then getting in there when it is time to write the budget and making sure they remember. So my day is basically spent interacting with, you know, politicians, both elected and appointed, and making sure that Petersburg, they don't forget about us. You know, I mean, that's really the way I think about it. Make sure they remember Petersburg is a vibrant community in Southeast Alaska that has needs.